too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Hoped everyone had a great weekend. So glad to be with you. A lot to talk about. I participated in a pretty unique event this past weekend. Can't wait to tell you about it. This is going to revolutionize how I look at community, how I look at getting beyond the power structure, the power system. It's a solution-oriented theme that I hope to take you through tonight on the broadcast. I could sit here and I could tell you about this and that, but I want to tell you about this and that of a solution-based nature, and I'm going to do so with a friend of mine who should be joining us any second now on the broadcast. Many years ago, I interviewed somebody who came up with something called the Ithaca Dollar. It was an alternative form of currency. They utilized labor, and mind you, this on a more macro level is not ideal because I don't think that labor is a means in which we can, well, basically defer our money or extensions of barter that, for thousands of years has taken many different forms. You see, money at one point was just sticks or shells. That's right, money is not one set object. Even gold and silver has fluctuated in its use as money over the past 1,000+ years. But this weekend, we did something based on labor, which kind of worked. And I don't know that this necessarily speaks to an economic solution. I think this more speaks to a solution of more of a practical nature, if you will. So in other words, when I get to this work share that we did, and I don't know, what's the name of this system? Is it a work share program? I don't know what it's officially called. Well, let me go ahead and break down the basis of it for you. So there's a group of people in the community who are interested in gardening, permaculture, and other sustainable efforts. And all these people come together and they pick a project at somebody's house. So this past weekend, about 20+ people came to a friend of ours' house, PJ, and we gathered. And PJ had a list of things that we could all work on. Some of us were able to create raised beds, bring over mulch. Some of us helped to build a greenhouse with an old trampoline frame. And, well, we all came together and worked to try to help this friend really grow her property and get a lot done in a short period of time with the help of some friends. Now, the idea behind this is really cool, because here's what happens next. After you participate in X amount of these events, X amount of these work share programs, then you're allowed to have people to come to your house. So after working at this property and that property for X amount of hours, now I've been able to collect this trade, if you will, of my labor, and now I can have people come to help me and my property and to help me get projects done that I want done. Meanwhile, you're getting so much done in so little time, and everybody's happy. It's amazing, absolutely amazing how this all came together. And it really expedited the process of her growing her garden and her getting so many things ready. Mr. Producer, do we have our guest with us? Still nothing, huh? Well, the dude's going to stand me up tonight. Well, I was hoping to be joined shortly here by a friend of mine who introduced me to this concept and organized it. It's pretty cool. It really was. And I think that we should try to get grassroots efforts like this going all around the country in your community. I'd love to hear people who have had similar events take place. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. It'd be great to know if this is something you could get behind. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, but long story short, it was a great deal. And everybody had a lot of fun, too. There was one mom who came and helped watch the little ones. She watched Bob Tuscan Jr. He had the time of his life, Bob Tuscan Jr. I mean, he was playing around and jumping in. They had a little kiddie pool there, and he really had the time of his life. Speaking of Bob Tuscan Jr., man, oh man, is he something else. So he's three now, right? Now all of a sudden he wants to do all these things that, well, are big boy things, like driving, for instance. He runs up to the car and he wants to get in the front seat of the car. And he wants to drive. So I let him get up on my lap in the yard. And he not only wants to drive in the yard, we've been doing that for a while now, but now he wants to drive on the road. And I got to explain to him, I got to say, listen, buddy, we're not driving on the road, dude. No way in hell are we going to drive on the road, buddy. I'm sorry. That's just not safe. Mind you, he's still rear-facing in his car seat, which is ideal to rear-face your children for as long as possible in a car seat. But, man, he cracks me up. He really does. Geez, this is embarrassing. He looked at my stomach today. And he said, Daddy, do you have a baby in your belly? We have a friend who's pregnant right now. And he looked at my stomach. And he said, Daddy, you got a baby in your belly right now? Oh, man. How could you get upset with such a cute way of saying that there? Jeez. But thanks a lot, Bob Tuscan Jr. Anyways, more on gardening in that workshop program when we connect with our guest later. But first, let's talk about a few announcements here. The Free Your Mind Conference is very excited to welcome a few new speakers to its lineup this year. One being Max Egan from the Crow House. He'll be speaking at the upcoming Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia, PA, April 15th through 17th. We'll also have Kathy O'Brien returning for her second Free Your Mind Conference appearance. And, of course, Mark Passio, myself, and many others that you've come to expect at the Free Your Mind Conference, all coming up this coming April. Is there any news going on right now that's worth talking about? Skype was down for a while today. For whatever reason, that's news in my world. Don't ask me why. But, it was down. And, again, it made me realize just how vulnerable the Internet is. At any point in time, that kill switch, that Internet kill switch, all they got to do is press the button, man. And the Internet goes down. And then what do we have to show for? We spend all this time as keyboard commandos, spend all this time on the Internet doing this broadcast and, you know, participating in several different forums. And I just don't know at the end of the day how much of this whole world that we live in is going to really help us when all is said and done. In fact, I wonder sometimes how much it takes me away from my reality. not necessarily my reality. Let me rephrase that. How much it takes me away from my physical reality. In other words, my structure and my homesteading kind of deal. And my community. My real community. But I don't spend that much time, I would venture to guess, doing frivolous things on the internet. And when I really do want to do something fulfilling, I participate in an event like this weekend's Workshare, for instance. If I could do more things like that, I think I would. I would choose that over the internet any day because, again, we're so vulnerable. My friend gave me a CB radio recently, and I was thinking, this would be kind of cool if stuff hits the fan. Now, CB radio is not as ideal as ham radio, because ham radio, you can't really interfere with it as easily as a CB. Uh-oh, maybe that's our guest right there. Anyways, so I got a CB radio from him, and I was thinking, this is a great item to just have around when stuff hits the fan. This friend of mine also gave me a Soda Stream, which is basically it's like a carbonating machine. It'll carbonate the water, and you just put some cold water in the fridge, and then you put it in this machine, and it fizzes the water up. Because I drink a lot of fizzy water, fizzy mineral water. Fluoride free, hopefully. I don't know, maybe it does have fluoride in it. And for that reason, I'd stop drinking it. Much as I like the fizz. I don't like the fuzz, but I like the fizz. Anyways, I was drinking this Soda Stream water from this new machine, and I was thinking to myself, what is this carbonation that they're putting in? This can't be good for you. So I started looking into it, and I haven't been able to find too much about it, and I was going to throw it out there to the audience. Is the CO2 being put in my water, is that can't be that good for you. I don't know that that is ultimately a hydrating component, or if it diminishes the hydration one can receive from water. And for that, I think I'll still keep, obviously, I'll still drink a good dose of just flat fluoride-free water, which, by the way, we have great well water here, something I'm blessed with, and something that when I deal with the hot, rainy, humid summers here in Florida, I say to myself, you know what, as much as I can't stand this sort of condition, I very much appreciate the fact that we have freshwater aquifers here that will provide us with an abundance of water. And now that I have that hand pump installed, I'll also be able to access water even if the electricity goes out, which is important to me. Mr. Producer, you see that number there? What do you mean it's an automated system? Hold on, let me try. 352, that 8 should be a 9, the first 8 in the number, the first 8 should be a 9. Anyways, come on, you can't read my mind that I got the number wrong? Jeez. You do? Oh, man, you guys can't get your stuff together. Anyways. Is there any news worth talking about today besides Skype going out? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what the late... I like this exercise. I do this from time to time. I'm so out of the loop, and I'm gladly out of the loop. I just love it. That whenever I want to figure out what the news is, I just go to... Google, which kind of looks at trends and populates its Google News feed with whatever the hell it thinks is a trending topic or whatever. And I just kind of go there and I see what the top stories are. Scott Walker suspends presidential campaign. That's the big story. Again, just to preach to the choir here, who cares? I mean, this whole election thing is getting out of hand. This election thing, rather, is kind of silly. And we're a year and a half away, I thought. Something like that. Yeah, just about a year and a half away, maybe a little less. And people are obsessed about these guys. Absolutely obsessed. I mean, what a freaking joke. The next story is Kentucky clerk Kim Davis tells ABC News she's been called Hitler and a homophobe. Again, who cares about this lady? And the next story is Pope Francis to find a church in upheaval. There's a lot of news about the Vatican right now. Francis praises sacrifices of Cuba's Catholic Church. And of course we have our very own Steve Starrs, who often exposes the Vatican to our listeners for us. That's one of his focuses. And by the way, his talk is up at the Free Your Mind Conference website finally. His discussion on the beast and some of these topics that he kept from you, the listener, for quite some time to reveal at the conference is quite interesting. But yeah, Steve Starrs, he was messaging me today. He'll be around at some point to provide us with his Vatican update. I can guarantee it'll be interesting, to say the least. Let me go ahead and take a phone call now. Let's talk to Howard in Seattle. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I thought I'd try to relate a little bit about community gardening in my neighborhood in Seattle, if that's okay.
Yeah, what do you mean by community gardening? You mean an actual garden where people share the different plots in a spot and they grow their own little plot?
Yeah, well, that's one flavor. I actually picked this neighborhood because the city of Seattle has a community garden that they run. I think they have 40 or 50. So I'm living in the People's Republic of Seattle, and so from that perspective, they'll do practically anything they can to convince us that communitarian life is great in Seattle. But in fact, it is pretty good. And when I saw this neighborhood, it's a quarter of a block of a block just to the east of me is all these little 10 by 10 or 10 by 20 or 10 by 30 plots where I can grow whatever I want. And, the second thing, another aspect, is I went around to a bunch of my neighbors, and some of them had inherited kind of like raised beds. Somebody had put together some 2x6s or 2x8s right, and filled them with dirt, and they were not gardening them. So I'd ask them, hey, if you want me to plant a bunch of squash and collards and so on there, and I'd be happy to do that. And I actually have three neighbors who let me garden in their yards now. So that's one. And then the third one is there's a guy who's let me take over his whole backyard. And I'm always trying to recruit other neighbors to say, hey, would you like to garden in Doran's backyard? Because we got way too much space. And I can garden. I can literally grow more food than I can eat here in Seattle. This is a close-in neighborhood. Downtown Seattle.
Hold on one second here, Howard.
Downtown Seattle from here.
Howard, hold on one second. I want to pick it up when we come back after this quick break, because you brought up something that I've been talking about for years, and I think it's very powerful, the ability to grow so much food that you can hardly eat it yourself. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to Landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit Landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. Landho.tv. Right now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
So we have Howard in Seattle joining us now. And Howard, you brought up something that I've often urged my listeners and my friends to take advantage of. And that is that even if you don't have a spot to grow your own food, let's say you don't have a big yard, you know, that's usually a lot of people, they say, well, I can't garden, I don't have the space. Well, first of all, if you can, get out of the city and go to a country setting where you will have the space. But if you can't do that, there are plenty of people out there with lawns. And these lawns are just freaking deserts, pretty much. They're just grass wastelands. They waste tons of energy, tons of water. They're there for no other reason other than people have been brainwashed to think a grass lawn looks nice. You know, this goes back to the king and queen
right.
Britain.
Right.
And all you got to do is say to them, hey, why don't we just grow some food on your property? I'll take care of it, and I'll share some of the harvest with you. And a lot of people are down for that.
Yep. Yep. The house across the street sold. The people had put in these raised beds, but the new buyer when I talked to her, I said, do you have any plans for those? I was kind of like really mild. I wasn't being too, you know, do you want a garden? Or can I help you? I have plant starts. If you want to plant some collards or tomatoes, I can give you plants. Or I could, like, plant them for you, and anything we grow, it's yours. Number one, it's yours. And she was really comfortable with that. It's like, okay, you're my neighbor. And I think we walked around the neighborhood. I showed her another backyard where I was growing all this food. And we had several neighbors in that backyard at that time. So if you can get people who don't have any property, any light space where there's sunlight to let you grow, then as soon as you get one, you can point that out to others. And they're, you know, people understand, a lot of people understand the value of growing food. I go back to that, the community garden that's run by the city of Seattle. There's 30 plots, so 30 gardeners, and among them, about five of us have something called the Giving Garden, and we accumulate food and donate it to the local P-Batch, to the local food bank. So the P-Batch
nice.
Donates between 50 and 80 pounds a week.
Well, that's not a small amount of food at
September.
All.
It's like, all people go to the food bank because most of the food of the food bank is top ramen and canned beans and soup, and they
sure.
really love getting a donation of squash or collards or plums or whatever we can give them.
That's incredible. And I got to tell you, Howard, one of the best parts of growing a garden and, you know, having more food than you and your family can possibly consume is giving it away. It's
right.
almost a better thing than eating it yourself. It's just giving it away.
Right. So, again, back to Makila, she had this tiny little grapevine that was growing along her fence in the front yard. And I said, do you want me to build up a bower so that the grapes have something to grow on? And so this is the fourth year after that original bower, and we now have, I don't know how many bushels of grapes come off that one little bower in her front yard, and I'm now to the point where I'm making wine from the grapes. I give away grapes to the neighbors, I give away grapes to the food bank, I'm making wine. Nature is amazingly productive.
Yep. And it's the powers that shouldn't be that are fighting against that productivity. And it's, you know, it's really scary to think that 1 billion people go hungry each year.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself why.
Right. Yeah, and people here in Seattle who are relying on a food bank may not be getting the best nutrition from the food that goes through that food bank unless someone makes some kind of contribution. And when
That's
I
true.
Take the produce in, you know, I'm coming in with a couple big bins of greens and fruit and so on. I get to actually see the people who are there to get food. I get this
awesome experience. Thanks for the call, Howard.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Justin Show. Glad you could join us tonight. Talking a little bit about this, a little bit about that. I looked on the Google News report, and yeah, it turns out my sneaking suspicion was dead on. There is practically nothing here that I think is worth talking about. Let me try for a second here. Don't miss out on Social Security benefits. There's an article about Social Security benefits, which what are the chances they'll be here still 10 years from now, if not 5 years from now. Kendall Jenner explains that surprising nipple piercing. This is what people are talking about. And speaking of Jenner, for a moment, I want to talk about Bruce Jenner. I know, I missed the Bruce Jenner craze. I should have talked about it when everybody else was up on it. I guess the hype has died down a little bit since the announcement of Bruce Jenner's transition. But I got a phone call this weekend that I have to tell you about. So I started in radio many years ago. I was 15 years old when I got my first radio show on an AM station in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, South Florida. Okay. So I'm on a major market in South Florida on the radio. And I'm doing a kind of a comedy show at the time. And my co-host was a friend, was a schoolmate of mine. His name is Eli. And we would have a lot of fun doing kind of, you know, prankish, Howard Stern-like radio, if you will. Okay? But anyways, Eli and I stayed pretty good friends for a while. I moved to school eventually, and we somewhat lost touch. Went down different paths, if you will. But Eli was kind of a laid-back guy. He was kind of a slob. And, you know, kind of an iconoclast like me in many ways, but didn't care much about his appearance or anything else. Kind of your just run-of-the-mill guy, if you will. He was an artist, but very in his head and not very concerned about the aesthetics of his personal appearance anyways. Anyways, I got a call this weekend from a mutual friend of Eli and I, Craig. And Craig says, I saw Eli. I said, oh, really? I haven't heard from or seen Eli in quite some time. How's he doing? And Craig then says, well, he's no longer going by Eli. And I'm thinking he's got some new artist name. He's got some new, you know, stage name, pen name, whatever it might be, pseudonym. And Craig says, yeah, he's going by Ellie. And I said, Ellie. Ellie. What do you mean he's going by Ellie? And Craig says to me, he says, Bob, he's transitioning. He's taking hormones. I get to see him dress in women's clothes, but he's transitioning. And I thought to myself, this is a guy I knew really well. And never in a million years would I have guessed or thought that this guy was going to be one of these transitioners, one of these transvestites. So I've been going off on the whole LGBT propaganda and craze. I don't think it's a healthy thing for society, and I don't think that a lot of these things are organically risen, and I'm not saying that it's never something that's organic, but I strongly believe between the hormones and the food supply, the BPA plastics, propaganda in the media, and the whole slew of things, bombarding the sacred masculine, for that matter, the sacred feminine, I truly believe there is an agenda, an absolute agenda. And I was thinking to myself today, I wonder what kind of world my son's going to grow up in. Is it going to be the norm to be pansexual or transsexual? Pansexual is what Miley Cyrus proclaimed she was today, which basically means you'll do anything with anyone, at any time, as long as it's with another consenting adult and it's not with an animal or a child, well, thank goodness for that. But at some point, is that going to become a tolerated sexual preference? I mean, it's a slippery slope. It really is. And to hear this friend of mine transitioning, I mean, yeah, I'm accepting, and yeah, I could care less what he does to himself, and by all means, I am very much libertarian when it comes to that. I could care less if you want to choose to dress up like a girl and do whatever you want, all the more power to you. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's right in my own mind, but I'm not going to come after you on a witch hunt. You're not violating natural law in the sense that you're not coming after me, putting my life or health or security in threat. But I don't care. each their own, right? I just can't help but think that there's some sort of homosexual agenda. I never in a million years would have been able to tell you that A, this friend of mine would be transitioning, and B, I would have such an adverse reaction to the entire trend. And that's what this is. It's a trend. It's a fashion statement that is LGBT propaganda BS. Right? And I'd like to get the listeners' take on this for the remaining portion of tonight's show. Is this natural? I know that's a cliche discussion, but is this right? Is this ethical? Is this moral? Is this organic? Whatever adjective you want to use to describe this. What's your take on the homosexual LGBT agenda? Do you know somebody personally that's going through this? Did we see such a large amount of people get wrapped up in this so-called movement 50 years ago? Or was it that 50 years ago, this sort of lifestyle was so suppressed and therefore we didn't hear about these people? Which one was it? I tend to think that we're shifting to not only more people being out and open because they feel as if it's somewhat accepted, whatever that means, but I honestly feel like we are moving to a place where more people are choosing these sorts of so-called lifestyles. Mr. Producer, if you can voice in my ear, if we have a caller, since I am now blind without my board, seems like Skype is still going down throughout the country. What's that, Mr. Producer? Okay, just let me know. Somebody wants to weigh in on this. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The homosexual agenda. Is this also a part of the agenda coming after the white genocide movement? I personally feel like, yeah, there's something to that. I don't know that they're one and the same, but I think that the same folks that are pushing this diversity, this multicultural agenda, have wrapped up into it this aberrant sexual agenda. You know what I mean? Disgusting. And again, I'm not bothered by it per se. But at the same time, I just feel like it's because I think that it's completely manufactured and it's a part of the mind control, societal mind control. That's, I think, what in my gut tells me that there's something wrong about this all. It just seems like it's contrived, that the powers that shouldn't be benefit from this aberrant lifestyle. So I just wanted to throw that out there to the listeners for what it's worth. Maybe we have some transgender listeners listening. I'd love to hear your take on it as well. 800-313-9443. Of course, I had that confrontation several months ago with the transgender community, or at least one or two of them. And they're all wrapped up with the AIDS fraud, that whole discussion. You go to my video I titled on YouTube, "Trans Assaulted by Transgender AIDS Activist," or something along those lines. You'll see my interaction with them. And it just troubled me because they're, you know, I compare the transgender folks and the so-called transgender activists to the hashtag Black Lives Matter activists and all these progressive Occupy BS Matters movements. mean, these are just release valves for people that are, at the end of the day, not contributing to a narrative of any importance whatsoever. I know everybody knows by now that all lives matter, and it clearly shows how Black Lives Matters is a skewed BS propaganda technique. But I mean, all of these movements are release valves. It's for powers that shouldn't be to be able to misdirect your energy into ridiculous causes that have mass appeal, maybe, or at least can NLP type style resonate with people. A lot of that is NLP. It really is. I mean, you look at some of these chants from the Occupy movements, the sound of them, the language in them. There's a lot of NLP. Neuro-linguistic programming, something that I think the powers that shouldn't be, and the politicians who are their talking heads, they love to embody this NLP and use it to their advantage, right? I heard one of the local shows moving on here talking about the CERN situation. On Wednesday, they will be unleashing their next mini black hole. A lot of people are saying it's going to correlate with the Shemitah. I don't know. I don't think it's smart to play God. And how far do you take that? I don't know. But then I was thinking that, okay, so let's say they unleash this CERN project and we get kicked into a different dimension, or Project Bluebeam gets kicked in and we're told that now the extraterrestrial threat is about to be unleashed. So we have Pope Francis, the Vatican has come out and talks about extraterrestrial life recently, and we have CERN all correlating at around the same time. You got Shemitah, you got all this stuff happening, and yeah, it might be one of those things that just blows over. There's been a number of occasions in the recent 5 years or so that it seemed a lot of puzzle pieces were coming together, and that might lead to some sort of climactic event, and nothing happens. So yeah, I'm definitely on the side of reason here, to a certain extent, that there may indeed be absolutely nothing that comes from all these puzzle pieces coming together. But then again, I contradict myself. There might be stuff that comes down from this. And if it does, is there anything that, at the end of the day, we can do about it? I don't know. Good question. Anyways, we're taking your calls on a couple different things. I want to squeeze in a few calls maybe on this transsexual discussion. Let's talk to Blue in Tennessee. Hello, Blue.
How are you? Hey, love. How are you? There are so many words to be said at this point in time. You know, I've watched my child from middle school through his entire collegiate career, through middle school to high school, Barack Obama's been in office. And the moment that Barack Obama was put into office, those of a different ethnicity than my own child stood up to their teachers. I was there that day and screamed at their teachers they didn't have to do their homework because their homeboy was in office. They didn't have to do no homeworks no more. So we're dealing with this type of a ethnic difference in our own culture. You couple that with what Hollywood has done, and they're pimping this agenda to, on the homosexual side, to divide and conquer. And it is absolutely pathetic. I mean, my daughter, she sympathizes with those that are lesbians. I mean, some of her best friends are lesbians. I'm like, how can they be lesbians at your own age? They don't know these things. But they are, Mom. They just know they are. I said, no, the TV told them that they were. This is why Mama doesn't let you watch television. But they just know they are. But then, you know, you come across this article right here. Now, me, I tend to be on the more radical side of life. And if what I can do is change a mind, then I will. But my job is to change a underlying budget. But Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos in particular, I don't know why that flavor, but I...
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Extend your life with Extendo.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, I want to let Blue go ahead and finish her point. Blue, we have Dave in Nevada coming up after you. We only have a few minutes left, so bottom line it for me. Doritos, you were going on something about Doritos.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey, sweetie. You know, it's just something as simple as this. Doritos, Cool Ranch they're going to be showing their color, they're going to change their packaging to represent sponsorship of a homosexual youth group in the next month, starting
September 20th. I spoke about that briefly on the show the other day. They got more food coloring that's going to poison you, and they're poisoning your mind with the rainbow propaganda. Well, yeah.
Well, the key here is, as I told you, I am one that no longer believes in boycott. I believe in actual doing. Now, Dorito is part of Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay is a DSD vendor. So whatever they bring into that store, they are physically responsible contractually for the losses in that store. Take a box cutter with you. Next time you see it, just slash it. You only have to do 1, 2, 3, 4 bags. And it just takes a tiny tear in a bag.
I don't support that.
The reason I bring this up is simply because you have to put into the companies the fear. The fear.
No, I don't support that. We no longer accept
what you were telling us.
Hello? Can you hear me?
No, apparently I can't.
I guess you can. Well, I don't support that. I don't think you should damage other people's property. Okay? All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Dave in Nevada now. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me?
I can, man. What's up?
Hey. Yeah, I've been listening to the last few minutes of the show, and I think there is a logical fallacy in people's arguments when they say, I don't have a personal problem with this or that, but I do have a problem when the government pushes that agenda. Because with the issue of homosexuality and LGBT, whatever, T, gay, whatever, X, people say they don't have a personal problem with it until the government gets involved and they start promoting it. Well, if people don't have a personal problem with it, then they shouldn't have a problem with the government promoting it either. I don't buy that argument of I don't care what people do in their own bedrooms, just as long as the government doesn't get involved.
Yeah, I mean, my concern is not so much the government, Dave. My concern is more of which came first, the chicken or the egg. Is there homosexuality and LGBT aberrant lifestyles because it became an organic thing? Or is it there because it's contrived by people manipulating and brainwashing people? I have a problem with people manipulating and brainwashing people to do things that they wouldn't otherwise want to do. Does that sound, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand that aspect of it for sure.
So then we agree, man. I appreciate your call. We're out of time for tonight's show, unfortunately. I would have loved to keep this going. Maybe we'll keep it going tomorrow night. But until then, I love you guys. Have a great evening.
Edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Knuckle plants of seeds.